Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Cantata on this, the second Sunday in Advent. I am Pastor Tapani Simayoki, and I am delighted to introduce to you an Advent cantata written by Johann Sebastian Bach for the St. Thomas Church in Leipzig. I serve as the pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire. To find out more about our life at Our Saviour and to listen to past sermons and Bible studies, visit our website at oslc.org.uk. I have to start with a confession. Today's cantata was not, in fact, written for the second Sunday in Advent. The reason is simple. Bach never wrote a cantata for this Sunday. Advent is a penitential season, when the liturgical colour changes to purple. Many Christians fast, and the mood of expectation leads to a quieting of the atmosphere of worship. As the Church looks forward to the future coming of Christ to judge the earth, she focuses on repentance and prayer. Because of the sombre tone of Advent, no cantatas were performed on the second and third Sundays in Advent in the St. Thomas Church, in the middle of this purple season, and therefore Bach never wrote one for today. However, Bach did write several cantatas for the first Sunday, the most famous of which you heard last week. If you missed it, visit lutheranradio.co.uk and go to the program page for Sunday Cantata where you can listen to it on demand. So today we will be hearing another cantata Bach wrote for the first Sunday in Advent, Schwingt freudig euch empor, Soar joyfully aloft, BWV 36. With this cantata first performed on the 2nd of December 1731, we meet for the first time one of the ways in which Bach coped with the great pressure of writing and rehearsing a new cantata almost weekly, recycling. For Schwingt freudig, he took music from a secular birthday cantata he had written some years previously and recast it for use in the church. Although it's quite likely that Bach resorted to reusing an earlier composition purely out of practical necessity, his choice is strangely appropriate, marking the beginning of a new church year with a piece of birthday music. The theme that runs through this work is that of the bride's eager longing for the bridegroom. This imagery is embedded deep in the scriptures where God's people, Israel in the Old Covenant, the Church in the New, is described as the bride with Christ as the bridegroom. Jesus himself likens his return to gather his people into eternal life as the return of the bridegroom. And eternal life is compared in the book of Revelation to a wedding banquet. In late 1731, Bach seems to have had a particularly talented crop of trebles at his disposal, judging by the demanding part, which is a far cry from merely holding the chorale tune as they did in last week's cantata. This is also a longer cantata than most, set in two parts. The opening movement is a joyful invitation to God's people to celebrate the approach of the Lord who is coming to redeem his people and who is already near. Soar joyfully aloft to the sublime stars, ye voices, who now gladly dwell in Zion. Yet stop, the sound shall not have to travel far. The Lord of glory himself approaches you. These words, whose author is no longer known, draw on the end of Psalm 24, which announces the coming of God to his holy temple. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. As you listen, notice particularly how Bach uses the music to paint the words. The words, soar joyfully aloft, are set to a rising theme, which is sung first by the lower voices and then repeated higher and higher. Unusually, Bach doesn't use recitative or sung narrative at all in this work. Instead, the opening chorus is followed by a duet for soprano and alto, setting the first verse of the hymn of the day for the first Sunday in Advent, Saviour of the Nations Come, which was written by the 4th century Bishop of Milan, St. Ambrose. Saviour of the nations come, Virgin Son, make here your home. Marvel now, O heaven and earth, that the Lord chose such a birth. Bach sets these words to original music. However, he uses the first line of the chorale melody, la 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 la, as the opening phrase of his composition. La 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 la. And then repeat that distinctive phrase, la la la, again and again, to draw the congregation's ear to the well-known hymn. Then comes an aria for tenor solo, accompanied by the oboe. The words of the unknown poet reflect on the power of the love of Christ to draw the believer to himself, as a bride is drawn by the bridegroom. Love now draws on with gentle steps its true beloved more and more. Just as the bride is enchanted to behold the bridegroom, even so the heart seeks Jesus. Again, the composer paints the words with great skill, the walking bass line in the accompaniment depicting the gentle tread of Christ. The first part closes with a rousing four-part harmonization of verse 6 from Philip Nicolai's Queen of the Chorales, How Brightly Shines the Morning Star, which meditates on the relationship between Christ the Bridegroom and his bride, the Church. Play the strings on the harp and let the sweet music resound full of joy, so that with dear Jesus, my exquisite Bridegroom, I may make my pilgrimage in constant love. Sing, leap, rejoice, exult, thank the Lord. Great is the King of Glory. The second half of the cantata opens with an aria for solo bass, which pursues the theme of the Christian as Christ's bride, with an invitation to the approaching Lord. Welcome, precious treasure. Love and faith prepare a place for you in my pure heart. Come, dwell in me. Then the solo tenor renders the sixth verse of Ambrose's hymn. Here the soloist is given the simple melody to sing. Perhaps Bach had no reliable tenor soloists at his disposal, while the orchestra creates all the colour and excitement with a highly energetic accompaniment. For you are the Father's Son, who in flesh the victory won. By your mighty power make whole all our ills of flesh and soul. In an enchanting aria, the soprano then both declares and demonstrates that God's majesty can be revered also with subdued and weak voices, and not only by the vigorous or mighty, because the power of the Church's voice is not found in her own power, but in the grace of God who delights in hearing our voices. She sings, even with subdued weak voices, God's majesty is revered. For though our soul may sound alone, this to him is a mighty shout that he in heaven itself hear. The soprano's lyrical line is accompanied appropriately by a single muted violin, with music whose power is not in its volume or its energy, but in its simple beauty. What a lesson that is about true worship. Part two and the whole cantata closes with a sturdy rendition of the final verse of Ambrose's hymn, a brief doxology, proclaiming the praises of the triune God. Glory to the Father, sing, glory to the Son, our King, glory to the Spirit, be now and through eternity. So here is cantata number 36, Schwingt freudig euch empor, by Johann Sebastian Bach. It is performed by the choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, with soloists Hanna Blazikova, soprano, Robin Blaze, countertenor, Satoshi Mizukoshi, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The conductor is Masaki Suzuki. The recording is found on volume 47 of the Complete Cantatas of Bach, released on the BIS label and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eClassical.com.
Das war's. Schatz, willkommen wieder Schatz, willkommen wieder Schatz, willkommen, willkommen wieder Schatz, willkommen, willkommen wieder Schatz, wieder Schatz, willkommen, 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 willkommen wieder Schatz. Dich in meinem Herzen rein, zieh bei mir ein, zieh bei mir ein. Vor dich in meinem Herzen rein, zieh bei mir ein. Willkommen, willkommen, wieder Schatz, willkommen, wieder Schatz, willkommen. Schatz, in Lieb und Glaube, in Lieb und Glaube, in Lieb und Glaube, mache Platz, in Lieb und Glaube, mache Platz, vor dich in meinem Herzen rein, zieh bei mir ein. In Lieb und Glaube, in Lieb und Glaube, mache Platz in Herzen rein, zieh bei mir ein, zieh bei mir ein, zieh bei mir ein, zieh bei mir ein, wieder Schatz, zieh bei mir ein, willkommen, wieder Schatz, zieh bei mir ein. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I look forward to your company the same time next week. I am Tapani Simoyuki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, and you're listening to Lutheran Radio UK.